step-by-step approach to improving yourself and your organization. Here's Alan Rodway.
He's back again from yourcoachonline.com.au, the one-stop shop for awesomeness. Alan, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Half? Now, someone's turned the volume down on that sting to introduce our program.
Have they?
Yeah, and you told them to do that because it was too loud. I liked it the other way.
No, mate. It was good. Enjoyed it. Blaring at me. I knew you were coming on when that was happening.
You are ripped.
Let's not go overboard, Al.
Is this tight-fitting top on?
Let's not go overboard. It was really loose once.
Looks good, mate.
Really loose it was once. Been working out. Hey, speaking of working out, you were working out last week with the Shebexter, and you saw a text message come in, which has led to our discussion this afternoon. Can you explain a bit more, please?
Yeah, look, the person who texted in was anonymous.
What were we on about last week? I missed last week's one.
I can't remember what we're talking about. The
would have been good.
Some key things to, involved in success, but this text said, I think you guys are wrong because I'm in sales and we are actually pitted against each other. And it was really going to a barrier to teamwork and performance and so on. And we didn't have time on air to actually read the text out. I'm sorry to the person if they're listening today. But he was right. So what we're talking about today is barriers to teamwork, both in the business world and in other organisations and in the sporting field. So I actually want to know what you think about this, Daniel, because you're a very well-known, renowned, successful legend of football. So I want what's in your brain.
Today. You've overdone that twice now.
I want to know what you think too. Because the point that guy's making is absolutely valid. In business, we actually set up, particularly sales teams, but not only sales teams, institutionally so that it's counterproductive to teamwork. Like if you have salespeople on individual incentives and then turn around and say, gee, it'd be good if you performed as a team. I mean, that's just silly. I mean, they're not likely to do it if their hip pocket's going to be adversely affected by that. So businesses are actually very good at institutionalising the opposite to teamwork. So I wanted to talk about that, but there's some other barriers as well.
Can you explain to me just on that? As soon as you talk about this stuff, I immediately think of the wonderful sales team we've got upstairs at SEN who work their backsides off.
Yep.
To get the money and to get pay for the bills and get the business afloat.
Yep.
And I, as soon as you said that before, I thought, righto, what are the things, why do companies try and pit them against each other when in the end, the greater good is the collective sum, isn't it?
It's the collective sum
and what they can achieve as a group. I understand that there are individuals involved and I'm okay with competition between them too to make each other be better and become more accomplished at their craft and therefore drive better sales if it's this revenue system or whatever. What onus is on the organisation to use team as an incentive?
Yep. Well, firstly, I think the organisation has to make a decision whether they actually want teamwork, particularly, say, in their sales team, because it might be different per team. Do you want teamwork in your finance and admin team? I think that's a much easier question to answer than do you want teamwork within your sales team? Because you may not get the overall performance if you say, well, we do want teamwork in the sales team. You might actually downgrade the performance. So it's not necessarily a logical answer to say we want teamwork as distinct from saying pit them against each other. There's not one extreme or the other, but create incentives that reward individual success. The point becomes don't institutionalize individual success, but spruik teamwork. That's just going to damage the brand within the sales team. So some businesses will try and create the best of both worlds by saying we'll have individual incentives, but we'll also hook them off team incentives. So part of the individual bonus, if you like, will only be available to an individual if indeed the team gets to particular benchmarks along the way. Now, that's sort of a bit of a halfway zone, but it can be really productive to do that. But if you set salespeople alight with just individual incentives, be it in real estate or any sort of finance or anything like that, you may just be asking for trouble. And you're certainly not encouraging new people to be successful when they come in, because it's about the last thing that the experienced and more successful people want, because it's just more competition for them.
And that's right. That's the other point, I suppose, that like if I'm working upstairs, you and I are working upstairs and you're the new kid in town and I've got an established client base and I'm on fire... I don't want you coming in taking my 10% of the next commission that's coming out of somewhere that I could get.
Absolutely. And the other thing that happens, this happens in some of the big accounting firms, the big law firms, is that partners in those businesses will hold on to their key clients, will not share them, because that's the basis of their income. Mm. And no one could blame them for that. But the same organisation turns around and says, "Yeah, can you help us grow teamwork?" When you've actually institutionalised the opposite.
Yeah.
Say, well, and they'll tell you privately, "I'm not going to do it because my income will suffer." It's a matter. It's not a matter of saying, "Do you want teamwork or do you want individual success?" It's a matter of look. It's like footy, and that's why I want you to say what you think. That.
Yeah.
You've got to look at the team you've got and the situation you've got and say, what's the best design we can have here? And one size won't fit all. So how do you get the best performance across the team and from individuals by what you actually institutionalise? You've got to ask that question, not just run around saying, essentially, we want the best individual performance, but we also want teamwork, but we've institutionalised against it. It just doesn't work to do that.
So from what I'm hearing you say and listening to people talk upstairs, the people that I know that are in sales, it seems to me that this is a very different conversation in an office where sales is not a part of the everyday system.
It is. Like, and go to the other side, I mean it respectfully, you know, finance and admin or IT or operations, where you won't see that sort of incentive, if you like, in those sorts of teams, be that good, bad or otherwise, it's normally not the case. So you can spruik teamwork and they don't normally institutionalise against it. So it depends a bit within a business on the sort of the area of the business that you're talking about. But there's other barriers too. I mean, and you're like from what you're coaching right now, you must face some natural barriers to teamwork. Is that correct?
Yep.
Well, what are the, and I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the first things that occur to you when I say, in the team you've got right now, what natural barriers exist for teamwork?
Well, I think at local football level, this is a through 8 years of coaching, people want to be involved in the play all the time. It's like junior footy. Like
they want to get a kick.
They want to have the ball in their hand. Yeah, they want to have a kick. They want to kick the ball.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not the best thing for the team to have people going chasing kicks. Well, clearly, a lot of the time, that's not the ideal situation. But you understand that because they've got, this is the level that they will get to, and this is as high as they will go for most of these people, that they want to be the best at this level. So that, and all the way through, we celebrate and we highlight through the game of AFL footy. We celebrate Gary Ablett, and we celebrate Nat Fife, and we celebrate Lance Franklin, and or Dane Swan, and Scott Pendlebury, those sort of guys. We celebrate the elite players as individuals.
Yeah.
And that's what you grow up with. You grow up with heroes who are the best players.
Yeah.
So what do you want to be? You want to be the best player. How do you do that? You've got to get the ball more often. You need to be somewhere near the ball. So no one ever comes to your footy club and says, "I'm happy to play fullback." No one ever comes to your club and says, "I want to play fullback." It doesn't happen. Everyone's an on-baller when they get to your footy club because that's where the action is.
So it's a matter of how you're recognising success and how the person has culturally
the messaging is very
come
important.
Up. How you message it.
Alan Rodway is with us. Yourcoachonline.com.au, your one-stop shop for awesomeness. We're talking barriers to teamwork and remedies today. I'm going to talk remedies. They're very important. Don't give me problems. Give me solutions, is what the listeners are saying, Al, to you this afternoon on the SMS machine. They're not really, but they could be in their mind. Just on some of the barriers that we were talking about, and I want to talk messaging in a second too, but this one, when I was reading the notes you sent through this morning, was... it sparked interest in me. Personal dislike of others in the team. Now, how does one remedy that situation as a barrier to teamwork, effective teamwork?
I'll relate something to that as well. The opposite is just as true, that people who don't like each other are likely to struggle to team well together. That's obvious.
Yep.
But people who like each other can be just as big a problem because they'll do things like create cliques and either inadvertently or deliberately exclude other people. They'll go for walks around the block by themselves and sit in the kitchen by themselves and so on and so on.
Yeah,
so it's actually both. I'll team well with those I like and not with those I don't like. So it's a double-edged problem here. We've got to... You really have to go back to the core of this in terms of what people are in this for.
Yep.
You've got to do this whole David Parkin thing again and say, yeah, what are you here for? What's it really mean to you? What are your connections with this? Now, I can say that in 15 seconds, but that is a massive issue of itself because you're not going to cut through, I don't like you, Daniel Harford, therefore I'll take the right to not team with you very well at all. Mm. That's actually dismissing why I'm here in the first place. So I actually have to go back to that. And the second thing is, it can't matter whether I like you or dislike you. It's got to be around what you do and what I do for why I understand I'm here in the first place. So it's a really, really big issue.
Well, immediately when we talk about this, I go straight to the England cricket team and Alistair Cook and Andy Flower and their relationship with Kevin Peterson.
Yeah.
Now, clearly, Kevin Peterson was one of the most dynamic test cricketers England's seen for many, many years.
Yep.
But because of an apparent dislike, and I haven't read Capo's book yet, I'm keen to do that.
Yep.
They could not work with him, would not work with him, and phased him out of the system.
Yep.
Now, is that the best thing for English cricket?
I wouldn't think so.
From a results point of view, a performance point of view.
Yep.
This is what we're talking about, getting the best performance out of teams. And this one happens to be an English cricket team. From a purely performance point of view, England suffered as a result of it.
Absolutely. And sport's a lot better at this than business is. Business doesn't even go there. I mean, the first time business even recognises is when someone says, oh, you know, they're really clicky, or, you know, I can see that you're not working well with them because you don't like each other. So they actually deal with the tip of the iceberg rather than going back to the course. And that's just this whole arena of you have to have real conversations with people and confront the real issue at the right time with people. And I'll guarantee you that most business people hearing this will say, Alan's on the wrong planet, he is feeding him in fairyland. Well, to those people, I would say...
Why would they say that?
Because it just doesn't sound realistic. This is not what you do in business. You know, people don't always like each other, Alan. Get over it. You know, that's just the way it is. Well, you can't have that and then say, but gee, I'd like it if my people teamed better and we got a better performance. You can't have it both ways. If they don't team well because they don't like each other, you've got a fundamental issue. And unless you address it, you need to actually shut up and move on rather than say, can you help my team improve?
Yeah, because it's different.
You've got to go back.
It's different to not team well because they just don't team well. That chemistry doesn't work and it just doesn't.
Yeah,
that does mold.
Yeah,
but if there's a reason that is holding them back from even getting to that point, because it's a relationship reason, then that is it's important and imperative that as a manager of that organisation, you sort that out.
Yep.
Andrew McLeod, Tyson Edwards played 300 games of footy together.
Yeah.
Hated each other's guts. Wouldn't speak to each other apart from within the lines, within that oval, that white oval line every Saturday or whatever it was. Wouldn't speak to each other.
Yeah,
but you can do it. It goes to show, prove your point
that you can do it.
You can if you can find a common good.
Yeah.
For both
it's like,
of those,
and reward what are you connected otherwise. To? How much you like a team member, or how much you're in this for? That's the real question.
Yeah.
And the answer's got to be: I'm connected to why I'm here in the first place. Therefore, I can deal with the fact that I don't like you, and that I like somebody else more. That is not fairyland. That's a reality, as a barrier to teamwork in business, not just in other parts of our lives.
What about those that show clearly an ability to team? In certain situations, but on other occasions they just don't want to. How do you deal with that?
That would be called selfish. That's another real conversation, I would think. It's confront it, yeah. Because the person's proving. Here's another point. So we expect people to be good team players. A lot of the time, we actually need to train them. Now again, that might sound silly, but it's not. You know, you can't just say, like, we train people in leadership, but we don't actually train people in teamwork, not as much anyway. So there's leadership programs from one end of the globe to the other. Go Google leadership and see what you find.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. But we don't actually train people to that level in teamwork. Why not? Because there's a skill set involved in teamwork, and there's a very, very hard question that's got to be asked right up front, and that is, are you prepared to self-sacrifice to be a real team member? Now, you actually have to tell the truth with that. But then if you are prepared to, what are the skill sets that you have to be a good team player? And that sometimes needs training.
We are coming up to two. Alan Rodway is with us. This off the SMS. Tell Alan he's not in fairyland. He's spot on. Corporates don't know how to deal with people in teams that don't like each other. They just ignore it and hope it goes away, which it doesn't.
It doesn't go away. It just it gets worse. Good on you, Ronnie. I'm not in fairyland.
I like this from the SMS as well. Poppycock, I don't like my wife. We've been married for 30 years. It can work. Nice work. Now, this is a very important piece of reading material for you. It'll be up soon on the website, yourcoachonline.com.au. Barriers to Teamwork and Remedies. Check it out. It's your one-stop shop for awesomeness. Al, you're awesome. Well done.
Thank you very much, Harf.
I'll see you next week. Alan Rodway with us every Thursday.